This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I don't know how you define worldly. It probably goes back to how you were raised spiritually, what your church background is to define the word worldly or carnal. Carnal meaning having to do with the flesh, worldly meaning having to do with the world. I grew up, I'll be honest with you, in a very conservative home and background, and grew up thinking that we shouldn't play cards because that was worldly. We shouldn't dance because that was worldly. We shouldn't do this or that. And some of you can identify with that. And it was done sincerely. It wasn't fake. It was done in genuine sincerity. So much so that all through high school, I never went to one dance. Even though it's interesting, my parents went to dances when they were growing up. I never understood that and did the dances of the day then, but I never did, except one dance. I went to a conference in Dallas, Texas, from Hammond, Indiana, where I grew up, and there were only 3 people from the state of Indiana there. And I thought, at the end of the week, they had a dance and a dinner, and I thought, here's my chance. Nobody knows me. Nobody knows me. There's a young man from Vincennes, Indiana, southern Indiana. There was a young lady from Fort Wayne, and myself. And I said, it'll never get back to my hometown, Hammond, Indiana, that I danced in Dallas. Would you believe it? I'm not making this up. About 3 or 4 weeks after I got back from Dallas, Texas, never said a word to my parents, nothing, not a word. A woman came out of church on Sunday morning, and my dad would be in the welcome center greeting people just like I do here. And my dad said, this woman waved her finger in my dad's face and said, it's hard to keep my daughter from dancing when your son is dancing in Dallas. And so he confronted me with the story, and I said, Dad, how do these people find these things out? I said, I never said a word to anybody, and I still to this day have no idea how this woman found out. And you talk about a scandal. The television evangelist scandal was nothing in my home church compared to my dancing in Dallas. In fact, I've wanted Willie Nelson to write a song, Caught Dancing in Dallas. I think it'd be a great lyric for a country western song. But here's my point in the introduction. Your definition of worldly and your definition of spiritual and my definition of worldly and spiritual may be totally off base today based on what we're going to read in the book of 1 Corinthians, where Paul defines worldly, get this, in this way: being immature, being jealous or envious, and being argumentative. That puts a whole new spin on the word worldly, doesn't it? A whole new twist to the word worldly, to think that worldly, according to the Apostle Paul, not according to you or according to me, is to be immature, jealous or envious of other people, and to be argumentative. We're going to look at those two words today in a new way, in a way that I think will open your eyes and open up your heart to some realities that God wants to share, get this, with you and with me today about what is worldly in your life and what is really spiritual. It's in the 3rd chapter, 1 Corinthians, as we continue. Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Well, we'll continue this message with the complete reading of the text tomorrow on CrossHope. That's crosshope.org, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to CrossHope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. CrossHope is listener-supported and is produced by CrossHope Ministries, Incorporated.